Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a bad hair life, but you're having a bad hair day, dude.
I don't care. How's that sound?
I love that. I love
that's
that.
That's hurtful.
No, it's well.
It's Andy, no brush. That's
Andy,
why.
And well, Andy's hair is always like impeccable. It's kind of standing straight up.
It's
right
cold
now.
Outside, man. I want to wear a hat.
We got
so
hats
it's like,
and
what
gloves.
Am I supposed to do,
fashion
man?
This time of year.
I'm just jealous.
Do I have to take
dude's
this?
Dude's hair can get messed up. Mine can't get messed up.
I gotta tell you, man. There's just some days I don't know if I can deal with this anymore. You got to help me out. That's why Menigan's here, to keep the ship straight.
Man. All right, so can I go behind the curtain?
Sure.
Andy was giddy on Monday.
Oh, this has been 2 weeks I've been
talking. Because he saw something, and we've been planning to talk about it. We just weren't sure when. Today's the day. Andy's giddy. He's giddy.
I'm giddy from a sports standpoint.
He's giddy.
Can you calm down a little bit?
No. Andy's giddy.
All right, so I need half of you to not pay attention to a little bit of this, what I'm saying, because I know you're going to be like, I can't believe he's talking about that sport. Think about it from the big picture, folks, okay? We're all friends. I get it. I know what you think.
Yeah.
Baskin's going to say this word, and they're going to be like, oh, here he goes again. And I know Jeff is going to be the leader of your little clan over there, okay? It's a hockey thing.
Oh, no, here he goes again.
See, I told you. Like, I didn't even have to say it. So I thought it was interesting, and now it's going to get worse too, because I can just imagine what other people. Meredith, you're going to love this, by the way. You'll be on.
Oh, there you go, Meredith. Andy's looking for friends. Meredith, you're in.
She's already going to be my friend on this. I know she's
already friends, and I already watch women's hockey.
So. Boom! She's already in. Look at that. All right, so I watched Minnesota
women's hockey.
That, right?
Meredith already went behind the curtain there.
All right, so don't. I'm going to talk. We're going to talk about women's hockey for 30 seconds, but it's not about the women's hockey. It's about a concept that they're doing. Okay.
All right.
All right. Everybody's with you. Are you down with the story? Do you know this? Where I'm going with this?
I think I do, but I'm going to let you tell it.
All right. So what the Professional Women's Hockey League is doing? Okay. Did you have something you want to say real quick
no,
before
go
I get
ahead,
to this?
Go ahead.
Now, I want you to think about this in terms of the NBA, the NFL, and maybe the NHL too. That the way they're doing their draft is really interesting.
How many teams are in this league?
Where is the league? Montreal's in first place.
I'm not familiar.
Right. All right, so
in North America.
Yeah, it's the United States and Canada here. All right. I'll read
okay.
up.
Okay.
It's Minnesota, it's Montreal, it's Toronto.
Okay,
it's,
all right.
You know, all those
got
cities. I think there's eight teams or six teams in the league.
Okay.
Eight? I think there's eight teams in the league. So, all right, so what they did was they've decided that when they do their draft, now I want you to think about it in this aspect, NBA, NFL, the way they're doing their draft is super interesting because they want to curb teams from tanking. So the draft order in the Professional Women's Hockey League is done by a thing they call the Gold Plan, and it awards draft order points to
just
teams.
Like Simon Cowell, the gold buzzer, is it the same thing?
Do you have to be so snarky?
If you get the Gold Plan, you go immediately to Vegas?
I'll do what you do to me all the time. So the Gold Plan awards draft order points to teams that are eliminated from the playoffs.
All right, wait a minute. Repeat that.
If you're eliminated from the playoffs, you're in the Gold Plan.
Okay.
Okay? The team with the most points gets the first overall pick.
How do you get points?
By winning. The remaining four picks go in the first round to the playoff teams in reverse order of their regular season standings. So the draft order remains the same for each of the seven rounds. Again, so what happens is, once a team is eliminated from the playoffs, it's like they go to zero, and you still get your. I'm trying to remember what they get for like a regular win. I think is probably 3 points, and an overtime win is probably two, and then an overtime loss is probably one. So you still get your normal points on a win, but rather than those points counting towards the playoffs, they now count towards the draft. What do you think? So if you get eliminated on the last day of the season, you're just going to get your regular draft pick anyway.
You're out of luck.
It's only for the first, I think it's for the top two spots.
All right, so then, I'm really going hypothetical.
Okay.
Let's say the NBA does this.
Okay, I love it. All right, good job, NBA.
And Victor.
Way better than that in-season tournament.
Victor Wembanyama is the guy coming out. You know he's going to change your franchise.
Yep.
You could reverse tank.
What do you mean reverse tank?
You think you have a pretty good team. You lose on purpose early on in the season. You fall out of contention sooner than everybody else. Then you play your guys and you win. You get the most points, you get Victor.
Okay, I'll take it. I'd rather see good basketball at the end of the season than at the beginning of the season. Because one's paying attention. I know you would love this. No one's paying attention to the NBA except for we're paying attention to the Cavs because they're playing great until Christmas anyway, right? So
not true.
Jeff doesn't. Jeff Island. Yes.
Couldn't you do that, though? I mean,
sure.
I hate to even think that. That would talk about ruining a season for your fan base. Hi, we're going to stink early on. Then we're going to come on late once it's too late.
What if they made the in-season tournament for the NBA for the first pick in the draft? If you won that, you get the first pick in the draft.
Goodness.
I'm just throwing that out. I think this is I don't know if it's going to work.
Players don't care about having the first pick.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you on that. Yep. I don't think players care either. But
ask the New England Patriots.
Although I love it. But that's a couple years in a row we've had
Gerard Mayo. Take that, Mr. Kraft.
See ya. What do you think of this idea? The top two picks are determined by the gold plan, which awards draft.
Just top draft two picks?
Just top two picks. Everything else falls into place.
Top two picks make sense because.
Well, it's also, there aren't that many teams in the league.
Right. You got to figure 3-4 teams aren't going to get eliminated that early where they could actually accumulate points. That's interesting.
It's just a different idea.
I don't know if it works in a bigger league with more teams.
I don't know. Or maybe you determine the top 10 picks that way with more teams in the league. You expand it. But maybe that would apt to make teams.
Although there are so many teams that make the playoffs now in the National Hockey League, the NBA, that would be difficult, wouldn't it?
It depends how you want to look at it. Maybe
it's an interesting concept.
Rather than doing a lottery, you're now asking these teams to continue to play and play to win. So that, you know, you've got the opportunity. But you're right. I think
it's an interesting concept.
From an organizational standpoint, I think it's good. I think from a player standpoint, it might be like, I'm going to play well.
I'm going to win hard so they can draft my replacement.
Yeah. So I think that's another interesting thing.
It's an interesting concept.
Meredith, do you want to chime in on this? Yes, you like the idea or you don't?
I do like it. I think it's really interesting, but I kind of agree with Jeff, and this is the thought that I had when I first saw how they were doing it, is that I don't know how it would work in a league with 30 teams, 32 teams, but I do think that the NBA needs to figure out, I think all leagues need to figure out tanking, because it just doesn't become fun for the fans of the teams that are tanking. So I like the idea, but yeah, the PWHL only has 6 teams. So it works on a small scale. I don't know if it can be
they
scaled
have six,
up.
It has 6 teams?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then it would really work. It's a very small scale.
Right. Dan, yes or no? This is a good idea, and yes or no, it would work for other leagues?
It's better. I mean, it's an improvement in the right direction. I will forever be abolish the draft. I think it's dumb. I think rewarding losing is the worst thing we could possibly do, and as long as you hand a carrot out to people at the end of the season for their ineptitude, they're going to continue to be inept. And so why are we
certainly work for you?
Why are we continuing to reward ineptitude? So it gets us closer to that.
Yeah,
sure.
But how are you going to bring people into the league?
Free agency.
Complete free agency?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, boy.
Free agency.
That seems a little too chaotic, honestly.
I agree with you, man.
I don't know, man. I know we're living the NIL world right now.
The best quarterback.
Yeah, and guess what?
Although that's going away. Yeah, NIL's changing, though. So,
chaos.
The best quarterback available just signed up for Iowa. Iowa.
They make a lot of money selling corn.
Iowa.
All right,
it's working.
All right, I'm going to leave one other point out of this, too, because I only know we have about a minute or two here left on this. There's another rule in there. I don't know if you'll care about this one. So I don't,
Andy, I care about everything that comes out of your mouth.
No, you don't. So this is a hockey thing, too. So this is my 60 seconds on this.
Hey, my buddy Jeff in Cleveland texted me and said, I love the hockey talk.
Oh, well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. All right, so Meredith, you'll appreciate this. Dan, I don't know if you're in on this or not. I kind of feel like I'm you talking about soccer right now. They have another rule in this league. Do you know the other tricky rule they have? Have you caught this one? It's called the no escape rule. Okay, and in the no escape rule, it means that when a team takes a penalty, players on the ice have to stay out for the first penalty kill faceoff. So let's just say you're on the ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I have seen that. That is so cool.
You can't change lines.
It is fun. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. I think it's great. I think it's super interesting, and it obviously entices more offense. If you've got players that are tired out there.
I have an idea for you.
Okay.
You need to become like the commissioner of NIL for hockey.
They don't need me, I can tell you that. There are plenty of kids that are making a lot of money on NIL.
In hockey?
Well, yeah. Yeah. There's a goalie here in Northeast Ohio that's going to Penn State that's, from what I heard, is going to do really well.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Or her. It's the case maybe.
Say him in the situation.
I think that's outstanding news.
Okay, there you go.
Right, so don't tank.
There's the hockey corner.
But
so if you hit him over here like that, is that a penalty?
The one thing I do wonder though, because it's a six-team league, I kind of get that.
But we're talking about the draft or the penalty.
Yeah, I just wonder if it could work in a bigger situation like the NBA or the NHL.
I don't know. I do think it's an interesting concept.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm glad to see there's some league that's trying it. It doesn't really matter what sport it is.
I can't see it working in the NFL, can you?
I'm like Dan. I'm just not a huge fan of the draft, but I don't know of any other way to do this. I don't really necessarily love
capitalism, baby.
Well, and also the problem with the NFL draft specifically is that it's such a moneymaker that I don't think there is anything on the planet that would get them to give it up unless there's something that makes more money than 3 days of insane broadcasting of where players are getting chosen to go after college.
I mean,
which
I hate to say,
coming out of Green Bay this year.
What if you did the draft apprentice style and like televised everything? Or if these guys were free agents.
What if they tell... The only thing that I'm interested in seeing, I'm not as much interested in the combine. I kind of want to see the interviews because I want to see the unhinged questions that the players get asked. That is something I would pay to watch.
But is that as exciting as having thousands of people have someone watch a commissioner and read a name off a card?
More exciting, in my opinion.
It's better television. I don't know that it's better live audience stuff, though.
The Browns have hired an offensive line coach. Depending on where you look, his offensive line coaching background is either pretty significant or not very significant. We'll explain that, and Daryl Ryder will hopefully be able to shed some light on that for us. Daryl, our Browns beat reporter, coming up next. We're going to help you find a quarterback, by the way. Let's go get us one. Coming up later on in the noon hour, it's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.